Welcome to the Broke Gun Boy Podcast.
How's it going, guys? Welcome back to the second episode of the Broke Gun Boy Podcast. Hope y'all are doing well. Hope y'all are doing pretty good through this whole quarantine lockdown we're going through. We're going to start this episode off with some coronavirus news, and we'll start off with what the numbers are looking like today. With worldwide, you have 1,273,794 confirmed cases. You have 69,412 deaths, 260,193 recovered. So it's looking good. You got more recovered than deaths, and that's always a great thing to look at. Now in the U.S., we have 336,958 confirmed, 9,626 deaths, so we haven't broke that 10,000 mark, and I hope we don't, but unfortunately, I think we will. But with recovered, we're looking at 17,407. Now last week, the recovered was less than the deaths, so this week it's looking like it's starting to look better on the other side. So it seems in the U.S. we're having a really hard time taking all this in, and a lot of people just don't know what to do. And you're looking at cities like the D.C. mayor had threatened to put people in jail for 5 days and a $5,000 fine for being outside for any reason that's not medical or for grocery shopping. But at the same time, D.C. is also letting criminals out of jail, and they're threatening people with jail time. So that's just weird. You're going to throw them in jail and then turn around and let them out? It just seems really weird to me. But if you look at New York, because of this coronavirus panic, they're letting child molesters out of jail. And even though there's no confirmed cases in the jail, they've released at least six of them. Three of those eight are labeled as level three, which means they're likely to commit the offense again. And in Houston, Mayor Sylvester Turner has told criminals to stay home and just chill. Yeah, career politician, just ask criminals to please chill. And I've got the audio for that, so I'll let you take a listen to that right now.
Until the coronavirus is resolved, criminals take a break. Okay? Stay home. Okay? Stay home. And don't commit any crimes. And that way, they'll stay safe and out of jail. And police officers will stay safe and can go home to their families. Okay? So everybody chill. Crooks, criminals, you chill. Wait till the coronavirus is over.
Yeah, criminals, just take a break. Just chill. I can't believe no one's ever thought of that before. I'm sure the Houston crime rates just dropped to zero. Now, there's a medical device company named Abbott, and they created a test for the COVID-19 virus that can run in a doctor's office and gets result in 5 minutes. And it was approved for emergency use by the FDA last Friday. And for some reason, I haven't really heard a lot of talk about it through mainstream media, which is kind of weird. And it kind of makes you wonder if they're just trying to keep people worried. Now, the CDC is now encouraging people to wear a mask out in public to prevent the spread of the virus. And that's because experts are telling the White House that the virus isn't just spread by sneezing and coughing, but also by talking and breathing. It is such a good idea to wear a mask in a grocery store, especially, or even other places where you might get too close to other people. I've got my N95 mask that I'm wearing at work. I'm trying to keep my distance from people because the public is absolutely disgusting. And I know one of the big problems with this whole virus is just the unknown part of it all. We don't know how many people are going to die from this. We don't know how long this will last. We don't know if there will be a second wave of this thing. We don't know if the summer will kill it. We don't even know if this is going to be a seasonal thing. We just don't know. But what I do know is we can't just keep the economy shut down like this for much longer, because the shutdown isn't going to help, especially when you have 50 people bumping shoulders in a grocery store, because grocery stores just aren't going to limit how many people are in it. They just, I've worked at one for years. They don't care enough to take that step to do that. Oh, and also, we know this whole virus started was in some exotic meat markets where people like to eat bat soup and weird stuff in China. Well, China opened back up those wet markets, so I'm sure it's just a matter of time until China is hit with another wave of this virus or some other new, completely different virus starts up and we get to repeat this whole mess again. And that's it for our Corona news, and now we're going to move on to our pro-gun segment of the podcast. I'll start it off with our self-defense story of the week. There was an active shooter at the Tulsa Shopping Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. An absolute waste of life was shot and killed at a Tulsa Shopping Center Friday night after she opened fire on customers. Police are still investigating a motive, but the woman's rampage was stopped by a concealed carry holder before she was able to inflict any injuries. Video showed the woman was involved in an altercation in the parking lot. She left the shopping center, then returned later. She pulled a gun and opened fire. The concealed carry holder returned fire and was later questioned and released by police. Now, who knows how bad this situation could have went if there wasn't a good guy with a gun on the scene. Now, of course, a good civilian stopped the active shooter situation, so we probably won't ever see the story on any mainstream media. So I've only got a couple of news stories here for you guys. Idaho passed a constitutional carry for everyone. Beforehand, only Idaho residents were allowed to carry without a permit, and HB 516 acknowledges the right for anyone to be able to carry without a permit. So that's obviously a very big win. Also, a LA gun rights group, California Rifles and Pistol Association, is suing the city of Los Angeles, arguing that an order that the city has made to halt stores from selling firearms in LA during the COVID-19 pandemic is unconstitutional. Mayor Eric Garcetti and City Attorney Mike Feuer, probably butchered his name, have stated that the stores must close and the police department has ordered them to shut down. So hopefully that organization is able to win their suit and protect and preserve the right of the people of the city. And that's all I've really got for you guys this week. Not a whole lot, I know. Sorry, it's a little short, but not a whole lot's been going on, and I'm just not feeling too great. I really doubt I got the Corolla, but I'm pretty sure it's just allergies. So hopefully this pass after I take a couple of Benadryl. But that's all we got. And stay safe, stay clean, and wash those nasty ass hands you guys got. Have a good one. I'll see you next week.
You can create this illegal weapon. This is a ghost gun. This right here has the ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half.